Right, we'll but this is your show.
It. That's fine. When we post it on movie preview, it'll be...
All right, we're going to keep this in the movie preview one, though, right?
I can put it in the podcast for Battlewounds B-roll.
Now you need an outro. Good night, everybody, from...
All right, take three, take two, sucked. First one. Yeah. Break it up.
Yo, I break it up and spit it like tobacco in right fields. I'm acting like a savage and exploding like minefields. So much aggression and expression of minefields. Like fighting for my life, a rap attacker with mic skills. The time is critical and ticking like time bombs. My offense is pivotal, my lyrics will bear arms. My defense is evident, I block and I jab back. Duck and attack and smack him with the back of my left hand. Just like a horror movie, moment you ran into me. An evil spirit, you hear it and now you'll never lose me. Call it some braggadocious magic like Hocus Pocus. Tiger fist with a little bit of the dragon lotus. Who needs a bodyguard? I'll hit your body hard. 55 hit combo to split your phony squad. Thinking faster than brain matter can spark a thought. Plan a suggestion, inception before the script was bought. Battle with axes and hammers and bullets blazing. Call it amazing the way I'm raiding your masquerade.
Welcome, welcome, welcome everyone to a new episode of the Battle Wounds Podcast. Yeah, you.
Little Poeticon sneaking in?
You cameo? Just want it all.
Is there a little cameo from Poeticon?
All of it.
Poeticon? Some beer.
Welcome. Welcome.
Hold on, I already cracked my beer.
That's
so
why I
sip.
Did the...
That's why he has a sound effect for it.
Yeah, the sound effect for it. Is this your new voice for this episode?
My new voice for today. Hi, everybody.
Hi.
This is Chris.
Yeah,
What's up, Chris Rose?
The Chris Rose is back, everyone.
Welcome back, it's called Chris. Oh, that's me.
The Chris Rose effect.
What up? That's when shows get derailed by
me.
Me.
Yeah. And me. The Chris Rose, the
me,
has not dropped any new podcast because he hates Disney right now.
All right, we have to clarify that statement just a little. I still love the Disney parks. I just don't like the fact that the executives got their full salaries back in August, and within a month, they laid off 28,000 employees. And then as of today's recording, there's an announcement that there's another 11,500 employees getting laid off.
So wow, that's shitty.
That is pretty shitty.
You like how I let him just go off?
So I am not necessarily in the Disney spirit, Mr. Brian.
I just wanted to set you up. So,
I know.
So now those are also employees that were part of assets, right?
Possibly.
Are they specifically park individuals or
majority
like...
of park individuals?
Oh, yeah. Okay. All right. Yeah. So, because I know that now Marvel, the publishing part, is actually directly run under Disney. It's no longer its separate entity, and it's all managed by Kevin Feige, who does also the MCU stuff.
So, it's possible they were affected too. Yeah. I would check the trades to see what's happening over there.
That's craziness. Big shifts. Even DC. DC's owned by Warner's, which is owned by AT&T.
Yeah.
AT&T bought them out, and now there's all switches. HBO, same thing. Owned by AT&T. It's all a big shakeup right now.
I do love when John Oliver goes after AT&T.
It's great.
Do you like me now, business daddy? Do you like me now?
I love that, and they know that him going after them is good for ratings, so they just let it slide.
Oh, yeah.
It was like when Conan was bashing NBC on NBC, and they're like, this is fucking great for ratings. Keep doing it.
Letterman did it, and then you found out that Letterman really hated NBC.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. That was all real shit.
Good times. Good times. So, yeah, there's... So, what are we now? Over 30,000 employees from the Disney Corporation.
That's rough.
But, you know, the executives get their billions back, so...
And that's directly...
Fuck 'em.
They're directly saying that's COVID-related, right?
Yep. Gavin Newsom not reopening the theme parks because, you know, he was worried about the state of California.
Yeah.
This was also at a time when it was on fucking fire.
Right.
But, no. No, go ahead. Just reopen the theme parks. Sorry. I don't know which side I stand on.
World after all.
I hear it in my sleep. No, it's like... I discussed this on pretty much the last episode I recorded for Mass Mouse fans. It's like, I don't know which side I stand on. Yes, I think we still need to be protected from this goddamn motherfucking pandemic. But on the other coast, Walt Disney World has shown that it can do it successfully and safely.
And they have internationals, right?
Yeah, but Hong Kong is closing again because they had a slight spike. Meanwhile, our numbers are through the fucking roof, but Hong Kong had a slight spike and they closed. Disneyland Paris closed because they had a spike. We've got 270,000 dead, 13.7 million as of this recording infected.
Florida going strong.
Florida. So a responsible governor says, I don't think theme parks should open. I don't care which examples you've set.
I mean, in fairness to the state of California, given that everything's closing down over there and being restricted, I can see how the parks over there are affected. Maybe, you know, they had to do some layoffs or furloughs, but anybody, you know, cut back in Florida, that's not the, you know, Florida's pumping. People are out there, they're moving,
yeah,
they're shaking.
Yeah, but that first round, the 28,000, mostly was Florida.
Right.
Because they couldn't open up all the experiences, all the theater shows and stuff like that. So it's like... But again, executives got their full salaries back, so yay.
That's a shame.
Good for them.
Capitalism.
Fuck off. Give up your salaries, give up your bonuses. The bonuses, that's where it was.
Gordon Gekko is alive and well in the heart of America.
Bonus. When I went to jail, greed was illegal.
So it's funny. It's like I'm seeing my portfolio do funny things lately.
I haven't even looked.
How's your portfolio? Are you still very upset with me?
It's not you.
It's not me.
Per se.
It's not you. It's me.
It's not me. It's Gaxy.
I haven't even looked at it.
Did you go deep in with that one?
I think I got 5,000 shares.
That's not too bad.
No. You went deep.
I went deep.
Balls deep.
Yeah.
You were choking that thing.
Man, he was so deep, he was coming out the mouth.
And I kept adding more as I averaged down. Because I was like, you know, where's rock bottom here? And I think so it actually had a nice little spike recently, which was
nice.
We're
not at rock bottom yet, but we're touching the tip. Like, the tip is inserted.
You're grazing.
I think rock bottom was there already. I think we're on the bounce back.
Okay.
Okay. So, but I mean, they also started rolling out all these initiatives, things that include solutions outside of COVID as well. And they're now rolling out into other countries.
Got it.
So I'm hoping that we're going to see in maybe a year or two.
Yep.
A little bit of that bounce back.
I guess we'll find
Chris
out.
Chris is like, fuck no.
Chris is selling his shit tomorrow.
I just don't know anymore.
No, you know, I think if you hold long
Gaxy
on that.
Did terrible things to me. It touched me in weird places.
It ripped your heart out the way it Supernatural did.
Yeah.
Did mine.
Yeah, completely ripped out.
Just your beating heart in his hand.
You're like, that was my Disney trip.
Yeah. That was my RV money. The RV money. I was going to get an RV with penny stocks. God damn
it. Oh, damn it.
Keyword war.
Shoot. God damn it.
God damn it. Now I owe money? What the fuck is this bullshit?
How the fuck did this happen?
What the hell is a negative?
Pretty sure that's what my portfolio looks like.
Yeah.
Just negatives. Don't worry. It'll bounce back.
Yeah. And my one share of Apple.
The Apple actually should probably be doing pretty well for you right now.
Eh.
Do you have any Tesla?
No. Nope.
So that's been a roller coaster of emotions,
too. That's why I didn't go for Tesla.
Yeah.
I warned you every time.
I know.
Elon fucking Musk does something or tweets something, it tanks.
It just goes crazy. What? So
he probably does it on purpose so he can buy back his company.
He specifically says in some of his tweets, the stock is too high.
Yep.
I'm going to buy more stock now when it drops. So I own more percentage so I can make more decisions.
And then he keeps getting fined and then he keeps paying it off because he's got fucking money. He's got a fucking car in space.
He is the second richest?
Yep. He's
now?
He's close.
He just surpassed
Again,
Bill Gates?
The tip. The tip is in.
Yep.
He's
not Bezos,
full insertion
him,
yet.
Gates, right?
Well, yep. Bill Gates did what he did and was like, you know what? I'm good. You know, fuck everybody else. I don't need to do anything else.
Yeah, that's true. Well, no, he's doing philanthropy now. And
yeah, but that's not like...
Was he on a COVID-19 initiative?
Where's my Bill Gates money?
Yeah.
I mean, I got an email from a Bill Gates saying if I give you money, then he'll give me some money. Was I not supposed to respond to that?
Yeah. Was he actually a Nigerian prince?
I was going to say, was he a prince?
There were some grammatical errors. My name was misspelled twice.
He wasn't a prince, but Prince was playing in the background. It was when doves cry.
He just walking in with his lips. Just shaking his body.
Not so much walking as much as gliding.
Yeah, because there's smoke, so you can't see his feet move. So he's actually gliding.
He's gliding in.
On rollerblades.
You know, if I were to be haunted by a ghost, I'd probably hope it would be Prince, right?
Ooh.
Yeah.
You know, if he had to be haunted by a ghost.
And then he'd come in with a
deep, not Duke Ellington. Yeah.
Season four.
I've only gotten to like season two. I haven't gotten to
season
three
four's yet. Coming out.
But that has to be
that's another one that we forgot to talk about on movie preview. Love that fucking show.
What's up?
Big Mouth with Nick Kroll.
I'm completely checked out.
Oh my God, you've got to check it out.
Really?
I've only gone up to two.
It's an adolescent Nick Kroll dealing with things like puberty and sex.
Oh wow.
Yeah.
There's
and
a
John
sex
Mulaney
monster.
Is his best friend.
Oh well, anything Mulaney's in, I'm
it's
signed
a cartoon.
Up for.
Oh my God, Big Mouth, watch
yeah.
it.
Yeah, I'm gonna watch that.
Duke Ellington is a ghost.
Yeah, he's
who lives in his attic.
Yeah.
with Whitney Houston, Prince.
Who's the ghost
oh,
of
great.
Duke Ellington? Is it the guy from Key and Peele?
It is Jordan Peele.
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, that is awesome.
Yeah, but Keegan-Michael Key has a voice in it, too. It's like all these comedians.
It's
are,
called Big
it's like
Mouth.
It's like Duke
Big
Ellington yep. comes in. He's like, ah!
It looks fucking dumb because the animation is not the greatest, but
yeah.
watch it.
Watch it.
Watch it.
So that's like
there's
like,
a song about a young girl's vagina. I didn't.
Sign
I don't,
me up.
I was halfway through that when I realized this is probably going to be like on a FBI watch list. But yeah, there's like songs about a young girl singing to her vagina.
Yeah.
And then there are horny monsters. There are hormone
there's,
monsters.
Yeah, but they call them horny monsters, and they're dressed like devils, and they're furry.
Yeah.
It sounds like what was that Pixar movie about emotions and feelings and stuff or whatever?
Inside Out?
Yeah, it sounds like yep. Inside Out
no,
for
this
like
is, this
for
is
like adolescents.
There's a whole commission of monsters. There's like an office where your monster gets assigned to you. And there's a shame wizard or
yeah.
shame something like warlock.
That's funny.
It's
Maya Rudolph plays the female hormone monster.
Yeah.
Where can I watch it?
Netflix.
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 It's a Netflix original.
Huh. I'll have to watch that.
Somebody knew what I was talking about, so thank you.
Yeah.
I
was completely
was
checked out.
The hormone
no
monster is probably one of my favorite voices.
And it's Nick Kroll.
Yeah.
He does a lot. He does
half
Steve.
The voices, yeah.
Nick Kroll's a nice guy. I met him once. It was Comic-Con. He was there for Children's Hospital. And I also actually met members
of the...
I still
have like two seasons of that left.
Oh, so
I know.
Great.
I love it.
I also met members of the State and Human Giant, because they're all part of that show. And it was just like one awesome person after the other as I was going through the line getting my poster signed. And I got to Nick Kroll, and the only thing I can think of was like, I go, I don't care what anybody says. I loved you in Cavemen. And he goes, thanks, man. That means a lot. He was just a nice guy, just real cool.
Awesome.
No, it's a good laugh if you need like a pick-me-up laugh.
Yeah.
Just because it's randomly stupid and funny.
I didn't
but
like Nick
like
Kroll's
some
show,
of those
but I like
are produced
his humor.
Really well. Like some yeah. of them, there's musical numbers.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, and go
the extra
Jason
mile.
Manzoukas plays a kid who's into magic. His father is a douche, and he plays a bisexual. He fucks his pillow.
Was it the pillow?
He fucks his pillow, and it's a female pillow. And then he
oh yeah, he
the
talks
couch,
to the pillow,
the couch pillow, and the couch pillow.
Don't forget
is a boy,
the
boy, and he fucks the couch.
Yeah.
It's like it like talks has like a consciousness. It's like sentient.
Yeah.
What's
oh,
the,
that's funny.
What's yeah. the bath? Is it the floor? The
oh, the bath mat.
The bath mat. The floor pad in the bathroom
is like
that too.
Is an old prostitute. Watch the show. Watch seriously. Watch it.
That sounds funny. I gotta watch that.
And they're like 20 minutes.
Yeah, they're quick.
Oh, nice. So they're yeah. very bingeable.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh
nice.
Yeah. I went through like a season in like 2 hours.
Nice.
I started watching Hoops, which was the Jake Johnson one where it's a cartoon where he's a small town basketball coach, but he thinks he's like this hot shit because his dad was a famous basketball coach.
I haven't watched Hoops yet.
And it's the
good?
Guy from New Girl.
Oh, yeah.
Which
yeah,
one?
Yeah.
The one she ends up with in the end.
Oh, Jack?
Nick.
Yeah, Nick,
Nick
Miller,
character.
Nick Miller.
Yeah,
Nick
it's
Miller,
him,
Nick
it's
Miller.
Him.
Yeah.
And,
although Schmidt's the best.
A lot of swearing in that one, too.
I love Schmidt.
Schmidt's the best.
Schmidt's good.
But
Schmidt's
I also,
my spirit animal.
I also love Kiki. The girl.
Oh, the friend.
Yeah.
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 I want to say Tahani, but that's the good place. Is that racist? It's probably racist.
Maybe. No, you're talking about Jameela Jamil.
I love
yeah.
Jameela Jamil.
Cece, that was her name.
Love Jameela Jamil.
Cece.
Cece.
Cece
was her name.
That's right. I knew Kiki sounded familiar, but it wasn't
yeah.
right.
Yeah.
It was off.
Kiki.
But yeah, Cece. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think, you know, I could do a whole episode of Brian's top 10 list for, like, TV characters that he's absolutely in love with.
Yeah, that's why I start watching TV shows, to be honest with you.
TV characters you're in love with?
Yeah.
Really?
That's why I started watching Big Bang Theory.
Oh, we have to unpack this.
Jim Parsons. Totally. Totally.
Who on Big... Kaylee Cuoco?
Of course, yeah. Cuoco.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
I think she's okay.
Kaylee.
What's the appeal with her?
I just want to climb her like a tree.
Is she tall?
Taller than me.
She'll get you a good deal on Priceline.
She will. Yeah. She does have a connect line, with
everything is a big deal.
Awesome.
Yeah. Shatner.
They killed him off, didn't they?
Yeah, they did.
Yeah.
Kaylee Cuoco was Big Bang
Theory. Priceline. I watched something
recently with Bernadette not playing Bernadette, like she was using her real voice, and it messed
it was
me
weird.
Up.
Oh, she was in that. She was in a movie. Do you know what I'm talking about? Where she's
I know the
gymnast?
Movie. Yeah. It wasn't that. I was watching The Hot Wives of Orlando.
No idea.
It's a dumb spoof of all of the real hot wives.
Yeah.
And she plays this psychic that screams at ghosts. That's her thing.
That's fantastic.
That sounds great.
She's in one episode. She's like, I'm like the ghost whisperer, except I scream at ghosts. Get out of here.
I love it.
That's awesome. Good gimmick.
Yeah. It's like 8 episodes and it's produced by Paul Scheer.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's weird. Like, there's all sorts of weird, dumb shows that are just popping up out of here and there. Like, I watched one that was called The Movie Show, and it was two puppets voiced by Will Forte.
So you had me at movie show with two puppets, and then you lost me at Will Forte.
You had me at Will Forte.
Yeah, I like Will Forte. You don't like Will Forte?
It doesn't ring a bell right now.
Oh, he's fucking MacGruber.
MacGruber.
Ah, yeah. See, MacGruber was like... iffy for me.
Yeah.
I'm sure Val Kilmer was extremely proud of that. Is that what gave him throat cancer?
Maybe.
Oh, wow.
Too soon. Yet he will be in Top Gun 2. Riddle me this, Batman. Because, he was Batman. Get it? Do you get it, Chris?
He wasn't Saint Michael?
Oh, Saint. I like that.
Last Man on Earth is another one that's kind of on my list because I watched the first couple of episodes.
Okay, yeah.
With Will Forte, but I haven't finished it all yet.
That show just got progressively weirder and weirder.
Because people kept coming up, and he was no longer the last man on Earth.
I saw it through. It was good, but it was just like, at times I'd be like, why am I watching this weird-ass show?
And I heard it was like, the finale was a setup for another season, but Fox canceled it.
Yeah, exactly. So that show was made by... Phil Lord and Chris Miller.
Okay.
Lego Movie, all that stuff. So, like...
Lego Movie.
Lego Movie was awesome.
Everything is awesome. Movie.
You watch Lego Batman?
Oh, yeah.
Did you watch the Lego Star Wars Christmas special?
That I did not watch.
I haven't seen it yet.
Yeah.
I think it's direct on Disney Plus.
Disney Plus, right?
Yeah.
I do love me some Lego movies.
Yep.
Even playing, like, the video games, they're... just as funny.
The only Lego video game I've played is Lego Marvel.
I've played the Star Wars, the whole series, so 1 through 6, and the Batmans.
Nice.
I played the demo of Jurassic Park.
Oh.
So it's the very beginning of Jurassic Park.
Okay.
Even that's funny.
Nice. I've actually gotten my gaming on lately because I did score a PS5 and an XSX. So I'm fully equipped for the next generation.
I have not, but
How did you get a PS5?
I subscribed to PS Now.
Oh.
There was a Black Friday deal where it was only $45. So I was like, you know what? The games that are available right now, I will probably buy. So I'm just going to play the PS Now. That way
I
can play them whenever.
Yeah, that's a pretty good deal, I'd say.
Yeah.
PS5 was a lot. It was pretty much 24 hours sitting in front of a screen.
Oh, yeah.
Just waiting for something to come online and then jumping on it at the right time.
Ooh.
Got it.
And I only lucked out. Yes, I've played it. It looks stupid realistic. Do you remember the feeling you got when you first played Mortal Kombat back in the day and it was digitized characters and they were like real?
Oh,
and you were like,
yeah. When
it
went to... 3 and not like the 2D box animation?
No. It was like actual digitized people. Like, you know what I mean? from 1 through 3 were digitized, and then it went to box animation from 4 on.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But now it's not back to digitized people, but the graphics look so good, you might as well be a digitized person. It looks super realistic. It's craziness.
Sounds exciting.
We are in a new age for video games.
A fiance wants one, so.
And it's a little spooky.
I'm waiting till next year.
The only way I got it was because I believe the day that bundle packs were supposed to ship from Ant Online, somebody may have dropped, and I was able to kind of jump in.
That's how you do it, too.
Yeah, that's what I'm doing next year. Christmas time, I'm waiting for that bundle pack. That's how I get my PS4.
But I had to drop a grand.
I think the fiance is going to be waiting for
Fiance. That's the first on this podcast. Congratulations.
Wait. That's, oh my God.
Yeah, because.
Holy shit.
I haven't been around.
Because we recorded when he was away, but we lost those episodes because of the Halloween shenanigans.
That's right.
And he was away. And this is his first time back. So congratulations, good sir.
Well, yes, thank you. Definitely congratulations formally. I remember you telling us.
And now he could listen to the podcast because it won't get spoiled.
Oh, yeah. No.
He can never
listen.
If
he is listening to this episode, I love you dearly.
Stop listening.
Stop listening now.
Stop listening now.
If you've listened this far, you've listened too much.
This is a dirty podcast, Mr. Wesley.
Hey, it may help.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
You're welcome.
We're all good in that area. oh, he had a 2-week quarantine.
Ooh, spice up your life.
Oh. We celebrated.
I bet there you did.
I'll just say there was Chipotle afterwards. You don't want to do that beforehand. No. There was Chipotle after.
You have to appropriately space out the Chipotle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So going into PS, in this case, he has the PS4. I had to wait for the proposal until he could pause the game and go outside and smoke a bowl.
Oh, okay.
I'm sitting there. I was waiting. I was like, he paused the game. I'm going to ask him now. Nope, he's just peeing. And he's back because I couldn't tell him.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Hey, come outside. No, I waited. Well, and so it was like at 12:30 after midnight.
That depends on what he was
he's
playing.
Like, I'm going to go out. Okay. Fucking A, you was had he to like, ask me this. No, he was already 17 hours into this game.
The main question is, was it like actually playing game mode or was it like online?
I think it was online.
Okay, because that's a little harder to pause. So if he was like game mode, you could have just been like, hey.
I think a lot of his stuff are downloaded.
No, like actually playing online.
Oh, no, no, this was downloaded. This was
okay,
game mode.
Okay,
yeah,
okay.
No, this was him by himself.
Okay, so you could have just went up to him and be like, hey, I'm going to go outside, do a little smoking of the Bolskis. Would you like to come? And then...
I was too polite, and I didn't want him to think that I was, planning something.
You just read...
But you were planning.
You were planning.
So why the outside, though? Was there something specific to doing it outside, or...
Yes, paint
it
the scene
was that
for
just
me.
Kind of like the perfect opportunity
It
to-
was mid-50s. The sun... 12:30 in the morning. We were in Alaska. no, the moon was out. I had candles.
Were you howling at the
moon?
But
they were digital candles, so or LED lights, so I had a remote control to turn them on.
Click them
Ooh,
on.
Fancy. Did they change colors?
Not these.
Did you have a song playing in the background?
I did have a song.
Ooh. Ooh. What was the song?
I can't play it here, though, can I?
It was Wet Ass Pussy.
That was my second choice. Wet Ass Pussy. WAP was my second choice. I don't know if I'm allowed to play it or not, but maybe if I he's checking the interwebs. Am I allowed to play a song on? Well, it's not like you guys would know it anyway. It's fuck it. It's a Disney song. It was
Hold on, damn it. Jesus. You're spoiling it for him.
No, don't you spoil this yet.
It was Brand New Lover by Dead or Alive. It's the song I Want a Brand New Lover. It's all about being bored with their current lover and wanting a brand new lover.
That's actually a
no.
Okay, good. I was like, if you spoiled this for me, I'm gonna
blow my mind right now.
It's one of my favorite 80s songs.
I don't know that song.
I mean, I can play it on my own phone.
Yeah, but let's go right into the board.
Oh,
are you plugged into your board?
It should be.
It's Bluetoothed.
Yes, fucking sir, it is.
Oh, shit.
Oh, nope, no. No, fuck you, One Direction.
So wait, if it's Bluetooth to that, you could fire off sound clips from your phone.
Yeah, it would just take forever to do.
So how do I connect so I can fire off
I
sound clips?
I lost the page and I'm now looking at your dick pics, so.
You're welcome.
He wants the dick pics.
Impressive for an Irishman.
Oh.
Oh, yeah, it can go into the.
Oh.
I told you.
Oh, that's fancy.
I like that. Oh, and he stopped.
I turned it off. That what was a moron.
That was our 10 seconds of podcast listening.
I forgot that YouTube doesn't play if I click the video.
Yep.
So the music's setting the scene, right? So bring us through it.
All right. So it was after midnight. We were in separate rooms because it was the day after the election and nothing had been announced.
Okay.
No delegates had been announced or no winner.
Okay.
So he let me watch TV in the living room because I was switching between MSNBC and CNN. He was playing this game. He was on hour 17 of this game.
I probably would have been doing the same thing.
What game, though? I'm kind of curious about that.
So am I.
All right. While I'm talking to you, I'm going to see if maybe I can find out from somebody what game it was.
Don't reveal your sources.
And we have some stuff going on in the background. Sorry. Please enjoy Happily Ever After by Jordan Fisher.
All right, so I have a question for you. Happily Ever After.
Yes.
Is the song. What movie is this from?
This is actually the soundtrack to a fireworks show that was played at the Magic Kingdom.
Do you guys have ties to the Magic Kingdom? Like, as a couple? Is that why you chose the song?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay.
The second time I took him, it was the transition from Halloween to Christmas. And I took him to see this at the Magic Kingdom, but we were so far back and standing behind a fucking Christmas tree, he didn't realize that the castle actually had projections going on. So the third time I took him, we got pretty good seats. It was standing room only, but you know, you're standing there.
Yeah.
We were close, and he could actually see that there is a production show. It's a 20-minute show. It's a medley of this plus a bunch of Disney songs, and they do it in kind of sections. The first one was all about wishing, you know, wishing for a dream come true. The second one was all about friendship, so it was you've got a friend in me and never had a friend like me and all this. So they intersperse? That sounds like a word for me.
It is now.
This song mixed in with Disney songs.
So they did a medley.
Okay. Yeah, it was a full medley in sections. There's one about adversity and battles, stuff like that. So they play the Pirates of the Caribbean theme song, and they play, you know, all these, The Lion King, when Mufasa is getting trampled by that soundtrack.
Man. Oh, yeah.
Jesus.
That's sad as fuck.
It's very sad, yeah. And love, true love and stuff like
that.
So, I just love the song. And usually when we're in a car, we will play the full medley soundtrack. But okay. Jordan Fisher and this other girl released this version as a single.
And this is the version you went with for the background.
This was the one I went with, yeah.
Okay.
At what point did you fire off the music?
Were you already down on bending knee?
No.
Boys to Men reference.
The moment I did it is the moment he stepped outside onto the back porch is when I started playing it.
The candles are already going?
I turned the candles on shortly after that. Just went boop, boop, boop. And he's like, wow, how did those work?
Did
and
you
like,
start?
He was focused on the candles. So he had his back turned to me, and I was like, well,
oh,
this is
you
the
sly
opportunity.
Devil
so
you.
I got on my knee, and Izzy turned around.
I thought you were going to bring him in for a dance and start dancing on the deck or whatever it was, and then just randomly do it.
We didn't. We hugged and cried a little bit.
Okay.
Because we're gay. we were both in our pajamas. I told him, if when you tell this story, please don't tell people I was in my pajamas. Okay.
And I love pajamas. I would wear pajamas.
And of course, I would never fucking know this one off the top of my head. Ni No Kuni, Wrath of the White Witch.
Oh, okay.
Was the game he was playing.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, no idea.
Yeah, it's one of those, you have to gather a bunch of stuff in order to fulfill quests and stuff like that.
Yeah, like a time burner.
Yeah, and that's what he loves. He loves the time burners.
Yeah.
So. I've been playing Days Gone. That's what I'm playing right now.
Yeah, what did I put in? I'm playing Mortal Kombat 11 on PS5 and Avengers.
I'll be playing Mortal Kombat soon because it's on the PS Now.
I can't touch a video game because I get addicted.
Well, that's kind of the problem. But I know. It's like I need a little bit of burn off the steam, yeah.
Yeah.
You know, I don't
theater, podcast, masturbating, just a lot of hobbies that keep me
furiously.
Yeah, but your podcast isn't really happening.
Furiously masturbating.
Yeah, but your podcast isn't happening, so you could pick up a controller and play with that now.
Yeah.
God damn it.
Tell us how you really feel.
God damn it.
At what point did he start crying?
I think the moment that he knew what I was doing.
And you called it, too.
He didn't know until you were on your knee, seeing you on your knee.
Wonderful.
Didn't know.
That wonderful. Is, like, the best way.
Did he say anything about...
Did he suspect it at all?
Yeah.
Or was he completely taken...
Completely shocked because that was probably not the location either of us wanted. We both wanted Disney.
Well, it's a little hard right now. Yeah. But it was a good second
choice.
But
do you think, like, the...
It's a place I own down the Cape every November.
Okay, so it
November,
has
so
sentimental value already.
Yeah. Right. It's a place I grew up with, and it was, like, right now during COVID, it was, like, our first week away from work and family.
Oh,
so.
Gosh. Right. All right. Wonderful.
Yep, and we go back next year.
Yeah.
Because I paid for the maintenance fees.
I would have done the fake out. I would have been like, oh, I'm going to do like an expensive dinner or whatever. Like, I would have faked out and then done the proposal on like a simply.
I could never do that.
Unexpected time.
No.
He was going out to smoke. Yeah. It was completely unexpected.
Yeah.
See,
I couldn't do
perfect.
That.
Perfect.
Because
nailed it.
Expensive dinner and my name in the same sentence.
That just not happen.
Just wouldn't happen.
Baby, I got you a big beef and cheddar from Arby's.
Now that would happen.
Yeah. I would have made tacos or something like that.
Yeah.
But it was a great, this place that we have down the Cape, it's, it has its own 18-hole miniature golf course.
Oh, ooh, wonderful.
Sign me up.
It's got a heated indoor pool, which
sign
was
me up.
Closed because fucking COVID.
Right.
Yeah.
So,
could you play mini golf?
We did. We played mini golf
cool.
that
cool.
day. We
oh,
went
nice.
Shopping. Other things happened, which made me realize just how much I love him.
There you go.
Like, do you want dinner or do you want dinner can wait?
And he was like, chili dogs.
Ooh, speaking of chili dogs, I had chili dogs last night.
Score one for the chili dogs.
Do love me some chili dogs.
Certain things happen in my relationship. Where chili dogs for me is fine beforehand, but not necessary. Yeah, okay. If you catch what
you're going for a different hot dog and beans instead of...
like, I could have as many tacos and hot spicy things beforehand, but might not work as well...
With the chili dogs?
For other people.
Yes.
All right, I feel you.
Yeah.
I just like chili dogs.
Score one for
I
the
do
chili
too.
Dogs.
You
I
give
do
me
too.
A good
like,
chili dog.
Things work regardless of what I've had to eat, but yeah.
See, that's not my first go-to.
Actually, I guess, yeah, it would affect me directly if he has spicy food or something.
Oh,
yeah.
Probably.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It may or may not.
There could be an explosion.
Exactly, yeah.
I brought some of those Cottonelle wet wipes that you can flush.
There could be a disruption in the force. You never know.
That's what I'm calling it from now on. I'm going to have tacos.
I feel a disturbance in the force.
Disruption in the force. Yeah. So it was a great day. It was a great week. I had to log in to work a few hours every day, but I didn't even care.
Yeah.
And
do you feel like a new man?
Oh, yeah. Wow. I feel like I waited way too long.
Mm. Oh, okay.
Yeah. So
because you
here's
regretfully.
Here's the romantic side of me. I would have loved Disney, but not knowing when the vaccine was coming. Moderna still hadn't come out with the 100% or even the 90% at that point. We had no idea. We were still kind of in the dark of when our next trip was, but I knew at that moment I could not live another day without asking him.
That's pretty hardcore.
Yeah.
Yep.
You were so confident. You just knew your instinct, your body, your mind, your guts knew.
Yep.
And so you're like, I have to make this happen as soon as possible. Yep.
The only thing that, you know, and still a thing, is that we're not living together right now.
Ooh, so what's
still
the,
have to square that away.
What's the dirt sheets for that?
I'm going to need help with that house. It's ultimately comes down to that, because I'm not saying she's a hoarder. I'm saying she's a collector, but my mom has a lot of stuff in that house that if you touch, she will stab you.
So,
but not a hoarder, because I can still know where my cat is anywhere.
I think my mom would just stab me.
Can I float an idea?
I've tried the lottery. I don't win. I'm not a winner. Like.
He's also tried a podcast. But
hey, if anything that Hot Chocolate's taught me, everyone's a winner.
True.
So,
floating idea.
Floating an idea. It's a matter of owning the house that your mom's in currently, right?
We co-own it.
You co-own it?
Yeah.
Okay. Is there a mortgage on it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Never
That's
mind.
That's why I'm there right now.
Okay.
Gotcha. Yeah.
Never
gotcha,
mind.
Gotcha.
So here, what I was going to suggest is that it doesn't hurt to own property. So you could always pick up a small condo for now. You know,
True.
Make that, you know, do whatever. Like, that's your place.
It's just where, because I'm helping with the mortgage, I pay all the utilities and stuff like that.
Right.
You couldn't
take on more.
I'm able to do that because I'm not taking on more. I never want to rent again in my life.
Right. But if you found another property that's affordable to you, you know, make that your homestead. And when the time comes where you do take over the older home, you now have rental property.
Right.
You also.
Which is not bad.
Yeah.
I actually toyed that idea because there was a one-bedroom small condo in Hampton Beach for $100,000.
Ooh. That's not far from this
area.
It's
only a block from the beach. It's, you know, it's not right on the boulevard.
Yeah.
It's behind A and B Street, the sand.
But that's like walking distance. Yes. You're pretty much there.
I could have rented it. I could have bought it and rented it out. But
the only thing about having beachfront property is that if the Mother Nature gets a little hairy, sometimes you're fucked.
Yeah, your duskies.
Yeah, I mean, and it's a year-round property, but who the fuck wants to rent in the winter? So I'm not gonna.
No,
live
but you
in
make
Hampton
you
Beach.
Make it all in the summertime.
Right.
My dad,
all and then some.
My dad's friend had a
Airbnb,
a beach house, on Hampton.
Yeah, my family still has a cottage
and
there too.
Literally right on the beach. So like where the porch was outside, boom, there was the beach. And pretty much made all the money during the summer times.
Hmm.
Like, you might have one or two things coming in during fall and winter, but mostly it was like...
Yeah, once the seafood fest is over, though. That's
after that seafood fest, it's kind of done. So, like, Labor Day, skis. It's all done.
Yep. So, there's plans, but money. Fucking
but
money.
So,
got...
Even with, like, the whole money
damn
situation.
Damn you, Gaxi.
Yeah.
You're ruining dreams right now.
I'm sure someone... familiar to you up until recently told you that all salaried people at our company got 20% hit.
Oh, yeah, but that was pre...
Somebody
that
familiar
was a while
to
ago.
You. Somebody who...
that was a while ago.
You may remember.
I've lived another life since then.
Yes.
Good for you. But back from the sadness of...
Yeah. Oh, but we got back this week. We got the full salary back this week.
Oh,
so.
That's great news.
Yeah.
That's great news.
And so now that you're engaged.
Engaged.
We're both wearing rings, by the way, because I'm selfish and I wanted to wear one.
Is that said ring?
That is said ring.
Ooh. Oh, look at that.
So do you have plans of him kind of like moving in and also helping you guys out with the money situation?
Yeah, because he wouldn't rent anymore. He wouldn't rent.
Yep.
Nice. That's nice.
Now, where does
it's a full partnership.
Yeah, where does he work?
He works in payroll for a company in Waltham that...
So would it be a further drive or...
No. Leominster to Waltham and Burlington to Waltham. Although, if he has to take 128, it could take a while.
Does he work on Winter Street?
He works on one of the buildings that you can see off of 128 that is like...
I used to work for that building.
Oh my God, what was the name of the company?
Lightbridge.
I think it might be the same building.
Holy crap.
The one that's right on 128.
Yep,
you can
see it right from the road. It's like, yes.
Yep, he's in that building.
I used to work in that building. I used to work for Lightbridge. It's the only job I've ever quit. I quit on 9/11.
Ooh.
I couldn't deal. Like, I don't know why I maybe had a mental breakdown.
That day?
That day.
Like
2001?
2001.
Oh, wow.
I had an interview on the 13th floor of the John Hancock building, and the fact that they still have a 13th floor kind of freaked me out, too. I didn't make that interview, by the way. But
I was in, like, sixth grade.
Yeah. I remember it was I woke up that, so I worked a shift.
Like you're a baby.
That was,
I still look like one with a beard.
It was 3 p.m. to 11 p.m.
Oh, that's the worst.
Yeah, that's an awful.
And it was during the summer.
Oof.
So I was completely like offset schedule from all my friends. So that sucked.
I usually work 6 to 8.
And
like 6 a.m. to 8 p.m. But that was it.
Yeah.
That's pretty fucking awful.
That's
too.
A hardcore day.
Two jobs.
Yep.
It fucking sucks.
I did a night shift for IT one company. It was like 11 p.m. to 7 a.m. I would drink at 8 in the morning.
Oh, man.
I didn't have a problem, though.
So when I was senior year,
kind of day?
Senior year in high school, I was interning at WAAF. I was...
Rest in peace.
Yep. I was getting up at 3 a.m. to be in the studio and prepared for 5 a.m. Then I was working my... Then I was going to school, so it was an internship. So I do days in studio and then go into school to check in. And then from there, I'd go to work at Starbucks. At the same time, I picked up a holiday job at Halloween Outlet. So at one point, I was working like four jobs.
Good God.
And I was working like just 10-hour days every day of the week. It's craziness.
Yep.
Yowza.
But yeah, the only job I quit was Lightbridge in said building. It was 9/11. It was like maybe 7 p.m. I just had enough of the job. They wouldn't turn on the TV, so we wouldn't know what was going on. And
that's some bullshit.
Yeah. So then I kind of like, it was Rose. It was a call center with Rose, right?
Yep.
So, and there was like the master person and the higher up desk that could see everybody. And I kind of like snuck down low. Exactly. I snuck down low and kind of like hit up every person I used to take smoke breaks with. And was like, dude, I'm out. I may never see you again, but good luck. And then I peaced out of that place, hit up Burger King. Got dinner, went out to this place in Sudbury. That it's like a, it's a lake. It's the same lake that they say Babe Ruth pushed his piano into.
Okay.
And I smoked joints, drank beer, and ate Burger King.
All right.
Yeah, all right.
It was a great night.
Did you leave anything behind? Was there any personal?
I had friends there, so it was like we were drinking and all that good stuff.
Yep.
Yeah. So.
But any personal effects that you had to go back for?
No.
At the office? No, I just. Like,
oh, no,
I
no,
got,
no. Oh, you mean personal? No, because it was, we weren't allowed to. We didn't have a common desk. It was like you're sitting in any one of the booths, and then you log in with your info.
Got it. Yeah, I would have quit that job, too.
Yeah, that job sucked. I was doing basically phone verifications for East Coast and outside of the U.S., so Alaska, Hawaii, West Coast.
Yep.
Hawaii.
Ukulele.
I don't have a whole lot of personal stuff at the desk. I got a picture of the fiance and I at Disney. But
Before we moved offices, the only personal thing I had at the desk was my photo of me and Elvira.
So
that's pretty nice, though.
Because that was you know, a very important moment.
She
in my
is
life.
Still.
It was my 39th birthday. It was beautiful.
I had no personal effects at my desk.
You do not. You are ready to piece the fuck out.
So I used
the
to.
The only thing you have is an envelope ready to go with the resignation letter.
Yeah, pretty much. I used to
sign
have.
And date it.
That's so that's like why you got to buy that apparel at battlewounds.com.
I actually used to have it hanging.
Battlewoundsapparel.com.
Right?
Battlewoundsapparel.com.
I had it hanging, and then the whole everything kind of happened.
You're like, I'll take this right down.
I took all the shit down. And no one even asked. So I was like, oh, yes, I snuck by without anyone noticing, right? And then they had me move desks. So I moved to where he was. And then I just never put it back
up.
Was
it very clean when you moved into the area?
Yeah, I would say so. Except for...
I cleaned a bit. I still was finding, like, sunflower seeds that Josh had left there.
The worst part about moving spots is that they never moved him. For me to move there.
Oh, so you were like middling around in Chris's stuff?
So I had like 3 hours of doing nothing because they didn't move him to where he was supposed to be because they didn't move the person that was there to where he was moving.
There's just a little photo of Wesley on the desk framed looking at you.
So all his stuff was just there.
Right.
When they went to go move me because they took all my stuff out
right.
and put it on this cart and they wheeled it over there. But he's still sitting there hooked up working.
Oh, he's actually in the seat.
Yep. He's actually in the seat working.
Oh, so shit. I thought he wasn't even there.
No, no.
Oh,
they, my I was God. There. No, they pushed everything over there to go set it up. And the IT guy looked at me and was like, what's going on? I was like, you tell me. You're the one moving me to where he was, right?
And then you said,
eh.
So then this jabroni, right, goes to Chris and finds out where Chris is moving.
Yeah.
Goes to where Chris is moving. That kid is still there. So they have to move that kid in order to move Chris, in order to move me.
Unbelievable.
Yep. And they had to take that wall out too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, but now are they?
Because I got a double cube.
Are they bringing people back in?
Yeah,
or what's the deal?
They brought a couple of extra people back in. But this was before the whole corona thing.
Yeah.
But there was like two desks worth moving to.
Okay.
And both people were there.
Craziness.
And he had a separator wall that they had to take down.
I bet you more than anything that was an oversight because you guys have too much middle management at your company.
There's a lot of things going on there that don't make sense.
Yeah, I can imagine that.
I plead the fifth because I just had my review today.
You know what? I had my review
too.
Looking
good.
For COVID times, yes.
Excellent.
Yeah. I mean, yeah.
Then again, I heard you fail upwards at that company.
Yeah, I had my review and...
I award you no points. May God have mercy on your soul.
Yeah, I heard that company operates pretty much like Hollywood.
A little bit.
Nepotism and failing upwards.
I was going to say prison, but that works too.
Yeah. Well, maybe prison for
it's
the grunts.
It's about being the craziest motherfucker in the place.
Yeah.
I'm going to stab you.
Do you have, so for your own safety, do you feel like you have to walk around that place with crazy eyes? Just to like be on
defensive?
Oh, I
do anyway, just to...
Just to keep people on their toes.
Especially with just a mask on, you're like.
Yeah.
Oh, that's even worse for me because, you know, I would try to like.
Oh, wait, you guys have to wear a mask
over? Yeah.
Not at the desk.
But if you leave
the jabroni desk, over here comes over and talks to me, yeah. I got to put a mask on.
Yeah.
And that happens how frequently?
However much I get coffee, so probably like 3-4 times a day.
We chat.
I'm waiting for one of these days where I get called in.
Oh, yeah. Stop harassing Chris.
No, not for harassing Kiss, Chris.
Oh, there's
ooh,
a Freudian.
A harassing
there's
kiss.
A Freudian slip right there.
I know. I'll give him a Freudian slip.
But
oh, the drunk you. Oh shit.
Little teaser. But
how many? How many?
We'll get to that.
What's it gonna take? So, clunk. Six pack.
It's an old joke.
Let me double down.
Difference between straight man and a gay man. Six pack.
Or 12.
Depends. How pretty of a man are you?
How many more you got in here, Johnny?
Depends on the day. But I'm just waiting to get called in for something I say to Chris.
Oh, yeah.
And someone overhears and like, Brian said this.
Oh,
I feel
that happened to me.
The exact same way because I say some stuff to you that I'm like, did anybody hear that?
Yeah, he like quickly.
Battle like, wounds level material?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So I did get in trouble once for openly saying after work, but during my shift, that a bottle of beer that I was enjoying with a bunch of colleagues tasted like bad pussy.
Yeah, it depends on which company you're in.
I was in the earshot of company that all laughed and chuckled, except for one chucklehead. Who was in the other side of the building who overheard me and goes, I'm highly offended.
I probably would have gotten in trouble at bad beer.
Well, we also work in a loose environment where I was, but that for some reason this guy didn't like me, so I crossed the line.
Yeah, I definitely work in an environment where I feel like most people may or may not like me.
It's good to have enemies in your work environment.
And if I say bad
keep
beer
like Game
out
of
loud,
Thrones.
I may or may not get in trouble.
Just bad beer?
Just bad beer.